Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, and joining me this morning, Jennifer Dobbs, Executive Director at Arts Bridge Foundation. And if you haven't heard about it, you're about to find out about this awesome organization for our children, our creative children. How are you this morning, Jennifer?
Oh, I'm well, and I'm blessed. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, first of all, tell us about Arts Bridge and the little bit of history of it.
So Arts Bridge Foundation is the education outreach arm of the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. So we're our own separate 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we are specifically dedicated to creating the future through arts education. We want to help supplement the schools mm-hmm. with arts education opportunities because, unfortunately, a lot of schools' budgets have been cut, and they don't have the capability to offer the full scope of arts education that they'd like. So our mission is to expand arts education for all Georgia students, regardless of their ability to pay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so Arts Bridge Foundation has four main programs that they offer. We help to subsidize and provide financial aid for field trips to Cobb Energy Center. We have a family series that we help subsidize that works to provide underserved organizations with family arts education experiences. We offer classes and training, master classes to students,
wow.
training for school theater directors, and we have our signature program, our capstone program, the Georgia High School Musical Theater Awards, or Schuller-Hensley Awards, which is actually coming up April 19th,
mm-hmm.
And that involves about 10,000 students. It's like a mini Tony Awards, and it celebrates high school theater, and the lead actor and actress go on to New York City to perform at a national level. And so we are not only working to sustain the current programs, but to grow them and slowly integrate more programs as the community we serve gets back to us and lets us know what their needs are mm-hmm. as far as arts education.
Now, and you actually start at kindergarten. You start dealing with these creative kids at kindergarten all the way into 12th grade, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we even do pre-K, so it's really, yeah, it's, you know, all the way up until 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So we really try to offer something for everyone from Sesame Street on up to Dance Theater of Harlem
mm-hmm.
Or Mayhem Poets, Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. We have a very diverse offering that we offer the Georgia students. And then we also have a lot of the elderly communities who will come see our shows as
mm-hmm.
well. And it really does their heart well to sit with the students and experience, you know, our programming as well.
Now, this program has been in effect for a while, and you have some great stories to tell, some great testimonies, as it were, to tell about some of the students who have gone on to really do well.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, we've been around since 2007,
mm-hmm.
and we've served approximately 315,000 students since then from 58 Georgia counties. So believe me, within that, we have truly touched the lives of a lot of students. But we have, you know, specific stories that we can point to,
mm-hmm.
Such as Sarah Charles Lewis, who is the star of Tuck Everlasting on Broadway.
Oh, wow.
Right, who has participated in our Schuller Awards before and is also going to be in a movie, which is going to film here this summer in July and August. So we have that. We've had a couple students who participate in Schuller's who've gone on to be in Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, not everybody has those type of experiences, but we have a lot of students who come back to us and tell us, you know, I'm a CEO now, or I
mm-hmm.
want to study medicine, but the arts helped me because they helped me understand how to better connect with people or how to be creative or innovative in how I approach my job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think the benefit of what we offer is pretty vast.
It really is. You think about how creative kids can be very unique in the classroom situation. And sometimes they are the kids that are outside because they are creative and, you know, just wonderful and unique. This gives them a place to go and to be a part of and to, you know, kind of have a family, as it were. Because sometimes in school, you know, other kids may not understand that creativity in a kid. And I think it's wonderful that they will have a place to go where other kids are creative and outspoken and confident and, you know, have good self-esteem. And it builds that. If you don't have it, that certainly builds that being in the arts.
Absolutely. So we are the A in STEM. You know, the big thing anymore is STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Right? That's mm-hmm. a new mm-hmm. educational approach.
Right.
But even more, people are focusing on STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, arts.
And math, right.
Mm-hmm. Right, because they realize the benefit of integrating that, you know, into really everything kids do so that creativity isn't lost in whatever they do,
yeah.
so that they do have an outlet to express themselves, their uniqueness, their God-given talents, to better affect whatever it is they choose to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not, when people think of the arts, of course it's singing and dancing and acting and, you know, the behind-the-scenes mechanics
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also helping people to be better leaders and better innovators.
Right.
You know? So again, it's quite an experience.
I love that. You know, they in a lot of schools, there's no music programs, there's no choral programs,
right.
There's no drama programs. Like, we had all of that when we went through school. I mean, that was like 100 years ago, but still, for me, you know, that's what's missing. And that create even art. When my husband's daughter was here, they'd taken the art program out, and she loves art. So we had to find her something outside of school. And certainly that's what ArtsBridge can do for our kids. We've just got to get involved. People can support ArtsBridge by doing what?
They can support us by volunteering for the program.
Mm-hmm.
Cobb Energy Center has at least 400 volunteers
mm-hmm.
that help with field trips and various programming that we offer. But even more so, financial donations are really, truly appreciated. One ticket to a field trip is $10. A subsidized ticket is $6.
Mm-hmm.
The issue a lot of schools are having is transportation, bus transportation. It's approximately $250 to get a busload of students here. So not only a lot of times can they not maybe afford tickets, it's more so the transportation. So in most of our money, 3/4 of every dollar goes towards the programs we offer. We have very low overhead.
Mm-hmm.
So people can feel good if they give us $10. If you say, you know what, today I'm not going to go out to lunch, I'm going to give ArtsBridge this $10, you're buying a ticket for a student who's going to come see one of our programs or participate in one of our programs, which might be a life-changing experience.
Exactly.
You just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I never want people to feel like if you don't have $1,000 or $1 million to give us, that your $10 isn't going to make a difference. It really is. It's
yes.
going to buy a student an opportunity to be exposed to something they may never have had the opportunity
mm-hmm.
to be exposed to.
Absolutely. Every little bit helps. We always say that. So let's talk about something that's coming up. You alluded to April 19th, which is the annual Schuler Hensley Awards. Talk about that for a moment.
Oh, so exciting. So this is the 10th anniversary of the Georgia High School Musical Theater Awards, the Schuler Hensley Awards. It is mirrored off of the National High School Musical Theater Awards, the Jimmy Nederlander Awards, located in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So every state has one of these. We are the ones who conduct it for our state. We've been doing it for 10 years. We're also one of the only few that has the person it's named after actually involved. So Broadway star Shuler Hensley, mm-hmm. who's also in the current movie, The Greatest Showman, with Hugh Jackman, mm-hmm. He's actually involved in it every single year. So this is a year-round program. Students participate in their high school musical theater program. Mm-hmm. We have dozens of adjudicators who go out, who watch the shows, who score them. And then on this night, which is April 19th, they will be awarded. We have 17 different awards, just like the Tony Awards do. Mm-hmm. And we have an advisory committee who helps to oversee this whole process. And students win awards at night. And then there's a leading actor and leading actress who are allowed the opportunity to go to New York City over the summer to compete at a national level. And we've had students from Georgia win at the national level. At the national level, they get, I want to say it's something ungodly, like a $400,000 scholarship to NYC to go to college. You know, I mean, it's a phenomenal award.
Yes.
And last year we had two lovely, Parker and Ramon, who won. And Ramon was actually featured in the New York Times. So this is a really big deal.
It is.
Because, again, the reason I say it's a great equalizer is socioeconomics and all of that don't matter. It's just your talent. And if you have the, you know, talent, you have the gumption to be a part of it, you have an opportunity to be exposed to something that could drastically change the trajectory of your life. And actually today at noon, all of the nominations will be announced on Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Right.
So this is a really big deal. It's a mini Tony Awards. We have a red carpet. Kia sponsors the event. They're one of the big sponsors. Georgia Lottery is actually the main sponsor, but Kia provides cars. They shuttle kids to the front. They walk the red carpet. It's a sold-out event. It is phenomenal. I would suggest everybody watch it. It will be live streamed on Georgia Public Broadcasting and on social media.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's already sold out?
Pretty much. Pretty much. If we have additional tickets, we will certainly put them out there. To be honest, once you get noticed, I mean, you have to be on those phones immediately.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. It's so exciting. The show is so exciting. There's an open and close number where you get to see the kids in their element performing, and it is just a beautiful event. Again, it'll be shown on, so at the same time, April 19th, on Georgia Public Broadcasting, and you're going to live stream it somewhere else?
Right. So it'll be 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. on Georgia Public Broadcasting. We'll also be live streaming on social media on, what is it, Instagram, I think?
Okay.
I'm not a social media guru, but I believe it's Instagram and a couple other social media outlets it'll be live streaming on. Please tune in to it. You will be absolutely amazed and proud of these students. Those opening and closing numbers, which include Shuler Hensley, mm-hmm. there's going to be over 100 students participating in that on the stage. We have numerous presenters from Gretchen Corbin, the head of the lottery, to heads of various arts organizations. It's going to be an event you don't want to miss.
Absolutely. You're going to have kids from 29 cities in the state of Georgia this time, I believe?
Counties, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, students all the way from Raven Gap, you know, okay. All the way up north mm-hmm. to all the way south. It's a very eclectic mix of students from private schools, the public schools, the independent schools, you know, from all around the state. And so you should tune in to cheer on your...
That's phenomenal.
Cheer on your students, yes.
Phenomenal. People can go to artsbridgega.org to learn more about the organization and its programming. And, of course, more about the Georgia High School Musical Theater Awards. It's the 10th anniversary for that, April 19th. And we're going to have to all watch it on live stream because there are no more tickets. How about that? That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us, Executive Director of Arts Bridge Foundation. And we can't wait to see these young people do their thing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.